If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fans.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not... No, that's not...
Wait.
That's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want this.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, it's half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better more than. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube with you for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody! Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. So glad to have you with us here today. On this lovely, lovely hump day. And great to have everybody along here. Good morning, Vlad. How are you?
Nervous.
Nervous. Squeaky cheeks a little bit before tonight's game.
Not squeaky cheeks, but clenched cheeks.
I understand. Yeah. This is the swing game. It's this either you're either in for the long haul or top hats and monocles.
I want top hats and monocles.
Who doesn't? Who doesn't want to go to a soiree?
Ah.
Who doesn't want to go to a soiree? Much more relaxing, a soiree.
A fête.
You know? Yeah. Otherwise, you know, you're in for a hell of an atmosphere. Look, you've shown you can win in San Antonio, of course, but still, you know.
I like to win in New York. I just like to have one game. I would like to have three chances to win one game. How about that?
Understood. Well, the NBA Finals will resume tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Knicks and Spurs get going. The Knicks are up 2-1 in that series, 2-1 filthy. That's at 8:30 tonight on ABC. The rest of our headlines will be brought to you by Doral Hyundai in Miami. We go to the beach for a little Solcito, and when we want a low price, you save with your Pricito. Save now with your Pricito at Doral Hyundai. As last night in the Stanley Cup Final, you had the Carolina Hurricanes even things up 2 games apiece. Jordan Staal falling down on his face with a wacky-ass goal backhanded to give Carolina the 4-3 lead in the third period. And so this series continues. They're in for the long haul one way or another. Been a very, very strange series between the Hurricanes
entertaining.
And Golden Knights. Very entertaining. But, you know, Carolina, I wish them no success. So, but they unfortunately are now evened up with the Vegas Golden Knights after their win yesterday in Game 4. What did have my attention last night was your Miami Marlins, who stay hot. They beat the Arizona Diamondbacks yesterday by a score of 10-6. Back and forth affair for the Fish yesterday. It felt like they had that game three different ways, but it took a lot of runs. Obviously, last night putting it through. Dude, this Otto Lopez, what a season he has had. You know, perhaps certain individuals bet Otto Lopez last night to have a double and an RBI.
Oh, did somebody hit yesterday?
Look, I wish I would hit. Here's the problem, Vlad.
You teamed it with something else.
I should have just gone Otto Lopez parlay. I should have just gone with that. And been happy with it. And Leroy has warned me about this time and time again about the pitching, the pitching props. And so yesterday I had Max Meyer over 5.5 strikeouts, which I found to be, if I'm going to go with anybody on strikeouts, I'm going to go with Max Meyer. He just gets a lot of swings and misses. And yesterday in the sixth inning, look. This has nothing to do with his managerial skills. This is just strictly me as a degenerate. There has not been a man ever, maybe Julian Hill, who has taken as much money out of my pocket as Clayton McCullough has. Because I'm telling you, Vlad, if it hasn't been four, it's been 5 or 6 times this year where I've been sitting on the doorstep of a strikeout prop And here he comes with the hook to take my pitcher out.
You just need one more?
I needed one more, dude. I had Otto Lopez with the double. I had Otto Lopez with the RBI. And, you know, unfortunately, he took out Max Meyer with 5 strikeouts. I had him at 6. So that did not go awesome for me yesterday. I also threw a little something on a Liam Hicks home run. He only went with a little opposite field RBI double. But all of your typical guys for the Marlins, you could always rely on. Liam Hicks has been a little bit of a slumpski. He hasn't been quite the tear that he was. Hard to keep up the pace that he was at. But if you want to talk about Otto Lopez, Mr. Automatic, pun intended, and Xavier Edwards, those two as a duo, as reliable as it gets when it comes to your Miami Marlins. Day in and day out, those guys up the middle are absolutely setting the table for the fish, always putting them in good positions to have that lineup filled up, tons of runners out there. On Lopez, though, this is his season so far today. All right, leads Major League in hit, 341, 5 homers, 28 RBI, and 860 OPS. His on-base percentage for the season. I mean, like, dude, this guy comes in here, and you're like, oh, he's going to have a nice season. 369, he's just, every time you need multiple hits, he's getting you multiple hits. And yesterday comes out, he cracks a couple of doubles to start the game, and then he has the go-ahead. The Marlins going back and forth here. You know, they have the lead, then they cough it up. Then they have the lead, then they cough it up. And so Otto Lopez is like, cool story, we're not blowing this game. Has a big RBI single to get things broken up there. They go up 7-6. They extend that lead and are able to, you know, pull for. I mean, it was a very stressful game with the bullpen. The pitching's already depleted. You're having to move bullpen guys into the rotation because of where the injuries are at right now. Fairbanks, every time he goes out there, it's squeaky cheeks. I mean, it's you know, he sits in there. He does that look. He does that look over the glove that he does.
I'm guessing, you know, Fairbanks, that vet, old you know, old school vet, tough guy act. Enough of it. I'm sick of it.
He's always doing that look, Vlad, and I'm just like, oh, man. Thankfully got through it yesterday. The Marlins able to get this this W, and they can keep it rolling tonight as the series will continue. Marlins and Snakes get going tonight, 6:40 once again. You'll be able to hear that right here on WQAM, 6 o'clock. Steve Strom will get you ready for all the action, but yeah, did I look? Any even when I lose in a night where it was frustrating, it was still a fun game. I'm not one of these people where the gambling ruins my night. I had a fun night gambling on the fish, and it's just look, if you're gonna do parlays with the Marlins, you got to have Otto Lopez in there getting hits. Like, it's just, he's every day he gets 2 hits. It's just what he does. He goes up there and he cracks a couple for you, and he's just Mr. Reliable. Every single time he goes up there, you're like, oh, what are we going to get today? A couple of hits from him. You're going to get Xavier Edwards on base. And the Marlins are setting the table in the right way. It's just a matter of, can the guys behind him. And I will say one last thing on the Marlins for all of our fish fans out there. This Joe Mack's putting it together. Joe Mack comes up there, 4 hits yesterday for the Marlins rookie catcher. And he hits lightning. Like, he absolutely cracks the baseball all over the place. Sprays line drives all over the place. He's got an absolute piss whistle as an arm. So, like, you can't run on him. He has been an absolute delight. He's really, really putting it together for the Marlins. So, I've been very, very impressed with him. I don't know what that speaks for Augustin Ramirez's future.
It means you're not behind the plate.
You might want to get him a first base or an outfield.
Nah, he's a DH.
Or a DH. You might want to just figure, hey, I know that they've been trying to keep him catching down there, and that's cool and all that. I think you got your catcher. I don't know what to tell you. You know, you got this guy with a sprinkle of Liam Hicks every now and then. I don't need to see Augustin Ramirez go back there and play catch with a frying pan anymore. I don't need it. Give him a first base mitt. Turn him into a slugger. Let him see if he can go drop 35 bombs a year. Forget this catching nonsense. You got your catcher.
You think you could be a DH and just all you do for baseball is just sit in the dugout and then come out and bat? I'd be bored.
I don't know. It would be a little bit boring. I mean, I don't know. Big Poppy looked like he was having a lot of fun.
I mean, but when he had to, he played first base.
When he had to, but he
No.
But he was a DH.
Mm, he was DH.
Vlad, you say he was out there.
Oh, I mean, he was just a DH. They might have just put him out there in the World Series when the games went to the NL Park, and then the rules were still that pitchers had a hit. But
he's a DH.
He's DH.
I think that it would make managing a little bit tougher when you got a guy that could hit and you got to figure out where to put him on the field.
Yeah, and the Marlins have done a job of that this year where they're like, hey, they're trying to throw a lot of different dudes at first base. I don't know what the holdup is with Ramirez, as why is like they're so gung-ho on him being a catcher. Like, look, it's not his thing. That's it. He's really good at the ABS, but that's not his.
I mean, oh my goodness, he's never wrong.
No, the Marlins are never wrong.
He just casually does it.
Well, they were explaining this last night on the broadcast. They were saying that I think it was Kelly Sacco who was doing the report on it. They were saying that like the Marlins basically in the first week of spring training, what they did with all their catchers was they basically started throwing them 95-mile-an-hour sliders with the machine to just test them on ABS. Like that was like one of the first things that they went over.
That's good coaching.
That's good coaching. Yeah. That's getting it going. Let's see. Where's our boy here on the jumbo shrimp? I gotta find some jumbo shrimp numbers. Where does one find jumbo shrimp numbers?
Ooh, Griffin?
No, what?
Conine, Griffin Conine.
He's still hurt, is he not?
Yeah, but I think he's like a week away.
Is he really?
That's what I heard. He was like a week away from getting
that injury. Looked bad. I was like, when I saw him.
Not a week away from like joining the team, but a week away from.
From rehab?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was about to say, I was like, that injury looked bad when it happened. Where the hell's the stat? Individual stats. Here we go. Get ready to learn jumbo shrimp, buddy.
Can I tell you something? You have sent more guys in their prospective sport to the jumbo shrimp, just in different.
Yeah, guilty.
Yotes.
Yep.
Sioux Falls.
Yep.
I mean, holy smokes.
Yeah, he's got 4 ding-dongs in 24 games. He's hitting to 255. Like, he's doing all right. You know what he needs to not do? Squat.
You know what's crazy?
Or be
on
one knee.
Crazy is that when have we gotten to the point in baseball where 230, 255 was acceptable?
If you're hitting 40 home runs.
If you hit 40 bombs, you're all right. You can't be doing that nonsense, you know, hitting like Morel.
You're not a fan.
No.
You're not a fan.
No, not a fan. Not a fan.
I mean, Vlad, I don't even need to know who's at bat. Here's the text I get. Here comes a ground ball double play.
Yeah, they've been playing him a lot less. It's been nice. It's definitely lowered my stress. That's been great. But Joe Mack, dude, I'm telling you, this guy goes. He's been hitting bullets all over the place, and he throws out somebody every single game, every game.
He's not really built like a catcher. He's on the smaller
little
side.
Little wiry.
A little wiry, yeah.
Yeah, a little wiry. You know,
I know when I was, when I was in Cleveland, big catcher.
Sandy Alomar. Yeah, Sandy Alomar was a moose.
Like, he was like 6'5".
Sandy Alomar was... Well, I know Liam Hicks is super short. Liam Hicks is like 5'8". How tall is Joe Mack? 6 foot.
6'1"?
6 foot. They list him 6'2", 210. He's got that Bob build.
That's a running back. No, that ain't a Bob build. That's almost running back build.
But I know what you're saying. Like, he's got that lean, like, tall stance, you know? Right. I know what you're saying, why you see that in them. Any hoodles, Marlins, they'll try and continue that tonight. Hey, the world's biggest soccer tournament gets underway this week. You can trade the entire tournament on Kalshi. On Kalshi, you can trade every match for the opening stage all the way to the final. As we got Brazil and Scotland coming up down here in South Florida. Brazil currently trading at 68%. So a $100 trade pays out $145. If you think they win by more than a goal and a half, then a $100 trade pays out at $218. Plus, you can follow the finals between New York and San Antonio, all the trade movement from Miami summer maneuvers. If you happen to be interested in a little freak market right now, a Greek freak market, 57% that Miami is his next team. If you just happen to be interested, I'll just throw that one out there for you guys. On Kalshi, you're trading against peers in a live market, meaning there's no house and the probability changes. You could buy in or out of your position. And for a limited time, you download the Kalshi app. Use code Tobin to get $10 when you trade 10. K-A-L-S-H-I, Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory. Ah, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. As the NBA Finals will resume tonight, as you got the Knicks and the Spurs, 2-1, New York leads the series. So we'll see if they could put themselves in the catbird seat, or if we will be having a long series, Leroy.
I think it'll be a long series. Who else going to handle the ball, Vlad?
I mean, who else is going to handle the ball?
I mean, what happened the last game was...
They did adjustments, so you do adjustments again.
I mean, no, again, but you still need...
You guys hear they had Popovich in for the speech?
Oh, what, for game before game 3?
Yeah, they brought him in, yeah.
Yeah.
But dialed up the old, I'm saying...
Dusted off the old Pop speech. That's good.
You have guys that come.
Yeah,
off the
Bridges
bench.
Will bring the ball up if he's not in foul
Bridges
trouble.
Could do it.
Okay, yeah, but he was in foul trouble. That whole game was messed up. San Antonio won, but the whole vibe was messed up just with everything. But San Antonio made plays like Castle hitting that 3-pointer with the at the end of the shot clock. That's a play. You made a play. You made a basket, and they also answered every big shot the Knicks made. They answered it. If the Knicks made a 3 to cut it to 2, they would answer it back with a 3.
Especially at the end of the game when Brunson made that 3.
Right, and they answered it. They hit two. We hit 2 threes, and they hit 2 threes to respond. So it is what it is. I just say this is what I hate. Don't say that something's not a technical after the fact. Like game 2, and they said Mitchell Robinson's technical. You take it after the fact. That don't take the point away. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, it's just for a fine. That's all they're trying to do.
But
for
yeah, but don't say, oh, you rescind a technical. Why don't you rescind that point that was given as well? And also, some of the calls are just crazy. Like, you could literally Leroy Horde Jalen Brunson in and it's nothing. Nah, it's just a foul. But you land on somebody, like, they say that you're impeding the landing spot, and that's a flagrant one, and that's 2 shots in the ball.
It is.
So I don't get it.
Well, you got to watch the kickouts. People are very good at that.
Yeah.
But OG's very good at that.
Did he get a call?
He's gotten like that call multiple times this series, the kickout 3.
He hasn't.
Dude.
Oh, wait a minute. He got a 4-point play.
He's not OG. What? He got that in game 3 and he got it in game 2. Game 2 wasn't a kickout, it was more of a rip, but he's really good at that. What are you talking about?
Game 2 was a rip. He was just fine, but OG doesn't do that much. And not blatant to the point where you're getting a 4-point play after.
I mean, nobody's James Harden in this series with that. Like
or Jamal Crawford.
You know, those are the guys who are like
or Norman Powell.
Norman Powell. Well, Norman Powell tried doing it and then like got really upset that people started treating him like Norman Powell. Yeah. I was like, well, you're not SGA, Norm. And that's when he gets frustrated. He goes, SGA gets that call. I'm like, you're not SGA. I don't know what to tell you, dude. So, I don't know. We'll see. Did you guys see this? This Adam Schefter? Schefter was on his podcast yesterday.
Because he's low-key be trying to do NBA news. You know that, right?
You know, I noticed on this podcast clip he was wearing a Thunder polo. I don't know what the tie-in is there if he's from Oklahoma.
He's
I thought he was from
Michigan. Yeah.
But either way, maybe he's a Sam Presti fan. I don't know. But he was talking about Aaron Donald. And, you know, ever since Myles Garrett got traded, people are wondering, is Aaron Donald going to find his way off the couch? Which sounds like kind of a crazy story. He hasn't played in 2 years, but he is a freak. And this is what Adam Schefter had to say on that.
I think it's more likely than not that he'll be back. Now, nobody said that. Nobody said that. Everybody thinks, we'll see. It's possible. We're talking about it. He has to commit to it. It still sounds like we're a ways away. He has not gotten there yet. But the fact that this is even coming up, and the fact that the Rams have the team that they do, and the fact that Aaron Donald will get to play with Myles Garrett, and the fact that the Super Bowl's in L.A. this year, I just think the ingredients are there to make it happen. They're there to make it happen. And we'll see whether or not it actually does. But the fact that there's so much talk and the fact that people are thinking about it tells me that in the end, if I had to guess, I would guess it does happen. That's just a guess.
So we want to talk about the real problem with this?
Sure, what?
Okay. When you got a guy that leaves that's making $30 million, you fill that cap space, right? So what do you do with that money? Because when he comes back, he's under contract. So how do you handle
that
money?
You can't just restructure it, though?
If you're Aaron Donald, what do you, are you going to go back? What are you going to do, take $5 million?
I'm not giving you 30.
Right.
I'm not giving you 30. I haven't seen you play in 2 years.
But he's Aaron Donald.
But he's Aaron Donald. You
know, he's Aaron Donald.
So. Vlad. He's Aaron Donald.
And I get it. But Aaron Donald, the Aaron Donald that I saw was 2023
was his last year. So he missed the last 2 years.
So he missed the last 2 years. Yeah.
But he's always been an all-pro. And he left at 32.
Yeah, and he's going to be, what, 34, 35?
He's 35. He's going to be 30.
Yeah, you're not getting 30 million, buddy.
So that's still the elephant in the room, right? That, like, oh, yeah, Aaron Donald's coming back. He ain't coming back for minimum.
No, but I'm sure they could. Couldn't they just do, like, shenanigans of like signing most, because they're going to be in an all-in year anyway because they have Matthew Correct. Stafford whatever Correct. However left he has in it, like this is basically a two-year run anyway,
and somebody's right. deal is going to get restructured
right. I mean, you have Myles Garrett
and I wonder if that's why they haven't made the decision yet.
Yeah, I'm sure that they have to figure all that stuff out still.
Right.
I don't know if they've signed their draft class or anything. That's God, that's so scary, though. Oh, my God.
Well, the draft class is separate because the draft class, you have to put a certain amount of money to the side because there's a rookie salary cap also. So that money's on the side.
That's so
every year you have that money that you have to set aside for your rookie class.
I mean – if anybody could come off the couch, though, and you're playing next to Myles Garrett.
Have you seen his workouts?
He's so scary.
Him and James Harrison, I think, could play right now.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Especially, like, if I mean, I'm sure the money thing, like you said, is going to depend on, like, what the role is. Like, what do they want him as? But
they want what they want him as.
I mean, he'd be a monster.
They want him as Aaron Donald. Like you say, you go re-sign Kobe and say, but you want him to be, you know, come off the bench guy. He's Aaron Donald.
8-time first team All-Pro in 10 seasons.
That guy ain't playing for the minimum. Sorry.
Jesus.
I ain't getting a full maximum either now.
I think the conversations are being had.
Yeah, I mean, like,
you know, here's what you want me to tell you what I think they do? They do 2 years or a 3-year contract, give them a signing bonus of the $30 million.
Yeah, that's kind of what they did with Kelsey this year.
Correct. And so there's ways of doing it. But I'm just, when they say, yeah, Aaron Donald's coming back, I say, well, they ain't been holding that money to the side for Aaron Donald to come back. So now they got to make it work. I'm almost guaranteeing you he signs a 3-year deal with $40 million guaranteed or $30 million guaranteed or something like that.
That is one of those things, though, because you know he's gotten those the last couple of years about like, hey, how you getting the itch? And it's like, meh, but they were so good last year. And he really does. You're in this situation where, like, man, you really could be the last piece. You get to play with an all-timer also in Myles Garrett. Like, if anything, and you get money, like, if anything was going to get you off the couch for 2 years, because you're cemented. I mean, he could otherwise ride it out. You're going to Hall of Fame first ballot, duh.
Right, in 3 years.
But
it resets if he comes
this
back.
Is a little different than Philip Rivers coming in to do one game against the Seahawks.
Right. I think that he will come back, because winning the Super Bowl is probably fun.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know. But I think he comes back because he sees how stacked the team is.
And time out. Hold up. What? The team is, yes, what you just said, his team is stacked. He's not playing every down like he was before.
He doesn't have to.
I'm not giving you all of that if you're not being the same player you were before. Like, you're going to get paid. You're going to get $20 million.
I agree. I just brought it up as a topic and saying, wait a minute. We just making this Aaron Donald's coming back, but let's talk about the other side of this, in that first, let's get that money right.
That money's going to get right. They're going to figure it out. Though some guys will restructure their contract. They just gave Stafford. They'll probably go to Stafford if he really, really wants to return.
But they can't redo Stafford's contract yet.
Oh, because he just signed it?
He just signed it.
Oh, they'll figure it out. They'll figure it out with somebody. But the team that he's going into is a better defensive team than he left.
Yeah. Right.
So he's not going to be on every down. He's not going to be at least.
Oh, I don't know what the rules are. This is such an unprecedented player.
Dude, because, I mean, that front four, if he goes in, you got Brandon Frisk. You got Garrett. You got him. Like, they got some guys there. So it's not like he's going in there and he's going to be playing all every down.
It's a dangerous dance, because it's like you have a legend coming back, and what gets him off the couch as opposed to, you know, if you think he's going to have a smaller role. But, man, I just kind of want to see it. That's literally like it's like putting Thanos on the line with all of the Avengers.
Hey, Tua Day said Rivers came back, threw 10 balls and impregnated 2 goalposts.
He's right.
Horny. I was so scared watching him in that game last year. I was like,
"Oh my god, he
the Seattle
like
game."
Oh, the Seattle game. They almost pulled it off, though. They almost pulled it. He didn't almost pull it off, but they almost pulled it off. They almost got away with it.
I always wondered, how does a guy have that arm strength throwing the way he does? Mm. He looks like he throws it with two hands until he can't hold it any longer.
He didn't have it anymore. It was. He left it on the high school coaching sideline. I still had fun watching that game, though.
Whoa, that would be crazy, Smeathan, if it's an all-L.A. Super Bowl.
Yeah, all-L.A. in L.A.
And none of the fans will be Rams or Chargers.
That's probably the perfect thing. It's like, oh, yeah, they're all here.
So they'll call it a neutral site?
It's just a neutral site.
Because none of the fans will be Rams or Chargers.
Who's here who loves these teams? Nobody. We're just here to see stars.
That's basically what they're going to do.
Pretty much.
But you know what it is? It happens down here a lot, too. Every year, teams from up north or the East Coast pick a travel game for the fans. And usually they pick it in a nice place. So L.A. always gets, you know, a lot of the other team's fans, because that's the game that they pick. Same thing with Florida.
Man, that'd be so crazy if he comes back, though. That'd be awesome. I would want to see that. They don't play them this year, though. It's not going to get Malik Willis hurt, is it?
No, the Rams do not play the Miami Dolphins. Right?
They do play the Chargers, yes.
But you don't play the Dolphins. The Rams don't play the Chargers.
And do they play Atlanta or just in preseason?
Just in preseason.
Yeah, they don't play.
And no joint practice with them either. No joint practice this year with the Falcons. Only. Yeah.
Can you imagine the media?
Oh, the chicanery? Oh, my God. It'd be crazy.
For which game?
If
they practice against Atlanta before they played them.
Yeah, everybody knows that. That's why everybody wanted to know if there was going to be joint practices and if Tua was going to play, and we realized he's not.
They've been pumping him up a lot on the social media for the Falcons.
Oh, my goodness.
They really have been. I feel bad for Michael Penix.
This is crazy because, I mean, dude, they treating Tua like they brought in a Super Bowl champ. I don't blame him, because you've got a quarterback that's had success and you have weapons.
Yeah, they got a lot of weapons, that's for sure. But it's been interesting that they've been treating him much very, very much like he's going to be their quarterback just based on social media.
Right.
You know? Like, I think the Dolphins, you know, they put a ton of Malik Willis. Like, you get, like, one Quinn Ewers for every 9 Malik Willises. It's Tua's getting the majority of the stuff, at least the stuff that I see on my timeline. I don't know if it's, like, it's a messed up algorithm or whatnot, but even if I look, I just went to their Twitter account right now. It's like, yeah, first one, Tua. Man, they love him. Take a break. We're back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Leroy, can we get a weather update brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting, replacing roof, roof repairs, maintenance, hurricane impact, windows, and doors. Visit tornadoroofing.com.
Windowplex. It is partly cloudy, but partly sunny, depending on how you look at it. Light breeze, 5 to 10 miles an hour coming out of the east. And I would say right now it's about 85 degrees. It says no rain, but when there's clouds in the sky in South Florida this time of year, I'm always going to look out for a passing shower. So you do with that what you may.
Yeah, you gotta
I ain't
be careful.
Falling for it.
You got to be careful. You got to be careful. The Miami Heat, of course, awaiting all this Giannis fodder and spoke. I do want to remind folks, because I do feel like people keep acting like, oh, this trade could happen in between the finals. It's not going to happen between the finals. I don't know why people keep acting like, oh, it could happen at the end of the week. Dude, the trade's going to happen after the NBA season is over. What kind of maniac thinks that there's going to be a trade in the middle of the finals? Ergo, last year. You want to know when Kevin Durant was traded? The day after the finals. I remember it quite fondly. Actually, that's not true. I don't remember it fondly. But the only thing that helped it be fondly was it was the same day as the Panthers parade. Same day as the Panthers parade last year, we were at, what the hell did we do that from? Big Louis, what the hell was the name of it? Lulu's Bait Shack.
In Fort Lauderdale?
In Fort Lauderdale. And right before we were going to go on the air. Right before we were about to go on the air, Shams bomb that Kevin Durant was traded to the Houston Rockets. But it was after the season, and we were doing the same. Oh, when's it going to? Is it going to happen here? Is it going to? No, it's going to happen when the season's over. That's when it's going to happen.
The most active week, 2 weeks in basketball, the last week of the trade deadline, in the week between the finals and the draft.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be right after the finals ends, right before the draft. I'm sure it's been discussed. I'm sure, does it mean it's going to the Heat? I don't know if it's going to the Heat. I don't know. I'm sure I can tell you what, you know, the markets are saying. I can tell you that all of the momentum seems to be. Now you're starting to see, like, there was some rat bastardry yesterday that I found annoying.
What?
Rat bastardry. You know, there was just some real, like, rat bastards coming out of the woodwork who were, like, you can see that they're trying to, like, they're trying to heave little Celtics grenades. I call them the O'Keefe Media Brigade. They're like, they try and throw, like, little Celtics grenades to try and get the drum up the interest back in Giannis to Boston, which isn't going to happen unless they trade Jaylen Brown, which I don't know that they're going to trade Jaylen Brown. Brown's been a very good Celtic. He's been a very good Celtic.
Very good.
Very good Celtic. So
Some would say he's been the reason.
Some would say he has been the reason. He has a Finals MVP on his shelf somewhere. And yet they, you know, I know that they treat him like he's Roddy Magruder, but it's one of these things where they keep throwing that out. Oh, Giannis. I saw yesterday Jake Fisher's like, yeah, Giannis, he still has little Boston whispers in his heart. And I'm like, he does? What do those whispers say? You want to play with Pritchard? Like, what would those whispers have to say to Giannis in that case? If this is one of those things, like, we all know what the Heat are going to trade. I will say, the one thing that has that feels real, if you want to go by what's real, the Miami Heat are hosting no prospects. Like, prospects! The Miami Heat, who have notorious draft workouts, do their due diligence on guys, bring guys in. You got the draft in 2 weeks. This is the time to do it. Dude, Leroy, every person they're bringing in is a second-round pick. Every player that is on the list of – I'm like, who the hell are these guys? That's why I stopped looking at prospects. I'm like, this is a waste of my time. I was sitting there. I'm like, I'm going to get excited. So
you're out on prospects.
I got to a point where I was like, I did like six guys, you know, because I do like this time of year. The Heat have been pretty good at the draft. I like seeing who the one guy I didn't look at last year was Jakachonis. Had no idea that he was going to follow the Heat. Couldn't say his name to save my life. Very embarrassing for me. But I'm looking at this list. I'm like, okay, who are these? And then I'm like, what's this guy's projection? Late second round pick. What's this guy's projection? Late second round pick. Like the LeBaron Filins, Hayne Steinbeck, the Ademaras, Cameron Carr, all these guys who are kind of in the range. I don't see any of these names. In fact, you know who I see them working out for? The Bucks. Because the Bucks, like, we're going to have two picks.
The Bucks are working out of way more people than they should be,
the
right?
The Bucks list is crazy long. They're like, we got to work out a ton of guys. We're going to have two picks. So, to me, if there was anything that was a real sign that momentum is going towards the Heat, go look at what they're doing pre-draft. Because the answer is no work on first-round picks. They're looking like, hey, here's the hat. And nice knowing you, huh? Enjoy Milwaukee.
That's crazy, right?
It is crazy.
First of all, that's reading the tea leaves, my man.
Yeah.
That's let's look at it this way.
Dude, the only reason this call, I'm like, who are these guys? Like, I looked at this list yesterday. This was from, what the hell's the dude's name? I think it's Cody Johnson. I look at this list. The only guy I recognize, you know who they worked out? They worked out Malik Renew from the Canes. They worked him out. Okay. I was like, oh, and he's projected as a second round pick. I'm like, I kind of dig having Malik. He was the best player on the Canes last year. He's
projected as a second rounder?
Yeah. Well, he's older. He's like 23 years old. He's a moose. You know who he played with? And I didn't know this, but he played with it. He played with Kalel at Indiana because he was at Indiana before the Canes.
Really? Okay.
So, but he's not projected to be picked at 13. So I just was like, what? If anything is going to show you that something appears to be happening, I don't know. It
better happen, though. It better happen. I swear to God, it better happen.
But if it doesn't happen, if anything wants to show you that there's a sign, dude, they're not working out any prospects at all.
There you go.
For having their highest pick in 7 years, and they're not.
You know what's funny? I can get him on board with that. That's some good, you know. Some good thoughts out of you.
Thanks. The only guy
normally,
apparently.
Normally you go, you know, silly sauce on us. Thank you. Normally you go, you know, reading tea leaves and all that. That right there, I can get behind it. Vlad, that makes a whole bunch of sense, doesn't it? Yeah. How you going to draft in the first round if you ain't working out no prospects?
I saw, by the way, everybody, go to the Tobin channel on YouTube. Like, subscribe, comment. Yeah, that when you mentioned that, I was like,
That's smoke.
That's not even smoke. That's a four-alarm blaze, baby.
That's legit.
That's a fire. Like if you're not bringing in anybody, the only people you're bringing in are people to be are expected to be drafted in the second round. That you're basically letting the trade is done. The trade happened.
It feels like it.
They just saving, like you said, because they don't want to interfere with the NBA final.
It's the only thing that is like, you know, because, you know, we're going back and forth every day. Maybe this guy gets it. And maybe somebody else does get involved. Hell, maybe the Knicks blow this and then they're like, please, Karl-Anthony Towns. And maybe Giannis is like, I want to be a Knick. Maybe that happens. Okay. Anything is possible. I'm not here to trust me when I tell you, scarred for life. Not going to believe Giannis is on the Heat until I see him in a Heat jersey. I'm that scarred. But if I were to say, hey, what's the realest thing that's happening that points towards the Heat feeling like they have a trade, their pre-draft activity is not very active. At least for the field of players that will be there in a deep, and by the way, in what's talked about as a deep draft, in a place where you would want to have a lot of looks, I imagine, at the prospect, is a place where the Miami Heat, you know, do their due diligence on this stuff. No, it doesn't always happen. They didn't work out Jakachonis. I don't believe they did Jaime. They did Kalel. They had a very famous pre-draft workout with Bam where he mother bleeped everybody. So it's not always it doesn't always mean that they're going to take those guys, but to have no prospects come in? The only guy I saw that they've added recently is the dude from Michigan, the old guy, Lindenborg.
Oh, okay.
But everybody else is like, I don't know. It's just, you know, so maybe they're doing like an emergency. They're like, I guess we should bring in somebody. It won't be too obvious. What's Lindenborg doing? Get him down here. Go to Joe Stonecrab. Well, I wonder if the prospects, do they think they get wined and dined or nah? You just get like a Chipotle gift card.
That's good.
I wonder what the Heat give them. I wonder what goes on there.
Go to Bayside. Give them a Bayside gift card.
Yeah, who knows, dude? That's crazy. Yeah, man. It's happening, though. It seems like things are happening.
Are you excited? Because, you know, months ago you weren't excited.
I'm excited. I love fodder. But, you know, I'm also totally expecting my heart to get ripped out as well. You know, part of me still expects, like, oh, he'll be a Celtic, you know, or on the Magic. And then I'll have to lose my bleep on them, you know. Imagine, I mean, like, I can't be responsible.
What if he goes to Portland? That would hurt you the most.
Oof, Joe Cronin, that would be the ultimate, like, Joker move by him, to be honest with you. It would be like, you're pantsing Pat Riley twice. Joe Cronin?
I'm not going to lie to you. If Pat Riley gets the pants by Joe Cronin a second time, I'm looking at him kind of different. Right? Like, you're going to have to be like,
If the Heat – we got to take a break. I'll get into some of this on big picture stuff. We do have to take a break. I do want to let you guys know one more time, though. The world's biggest soccer tournament gets underway this week. You can trade the entire tournament on Kalshi. On Kalshi, you can trade every match of the opening stage all the way to the final. Tomorrow, we start up, Leroy, Mexico, South Africa to get going with that. And then on Friday, the USA starts up their action against Paraguay from Los Angeles, as the Stars and Stripes currently trading at 50% to win their opening match. So a $100 trade pays out at $200. A $100 trade on the draw pays out at $345. If you don't think there's going to be a winner, we got our first match down here, South Florida. We got Uruguay and Saudi Arabia. Uruguay 68% to win. So a $100 trade gets you $148. Check that on out. You can follow the finals between New York and San Antonio and all the trade movement on the Miami Heat Summer Maneuvers. What's going on over there? What's happening over there? You can follow that market there, man. Check that on out. On Kalshi, you're trading against peers in a live market, meaning there's no house and the probability changes, so you can buy in or out of your position. And for a limited time, you download the Kalshi app. Use code Tobin to get $10 when you trade 10. Kalshi, Kalshi, trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only, restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.